Hello, everyone, and welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Pettigrew. Rick Pettigrew is on assignment on our tour of megalithic sites in Britain, so I'll be telling you about four of the best stories posted online this past week by our partner, Archaeologica.org. Here are the headlines in archaeological and historical news from September 5th through the 11th, 2021. Our first story of the week takes us to Athens, Greece, where renovation efforts at the famous Acropolis have sparked criticism from the global archaeology community. The renovations began while the site was closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Greek Ministry of Sports and Culture broke with precedent by soliciting little advice or input from experts. Typically, the ministry consults extensively with scholars and restoration experts before undertaking substantial renovations. As reported by Brown University, the ministry began the efforts to improve the site's accessibility. However, according to Yannis Hamilakis, a professor of archaeology and modern Greek studies at Brown, the project has not only failed to significantly enhance the site's accessibility, but has also paved over rocks and remains that provide important historical information. According to Manolis Koris, the head of the Restoration Committee, the vision for the project is to restore the Acropolis to the standard of the 5th century BC, the golden age of classical Athens. The problem, according to scholars, including Professor Hamilakis, is that the Acropolis has been significant across many different time periods, empires, and cultures, and favoring a single period does the site and the human heritage a disservice. Before the classical period, the Acropolis was a citadel of Mycenaean Greece. Later, during the Roman and Byzantine periods, it held administrative centers, churches, and fortresses. And under Ottoman rule, it held a mosque and a cemetery. The new concrete paving has already destroyed much context from those times, and there are plans that would do further damage. According to Professor Hamilakis, the work reflects the Greek government's lack of interest in telling the full story of the Acropolis, in favor of emphasizing the classical period. He compares it to the 19th century, when elements of the site that strayed from this limited narrative were destroyed or ignored in favor of a narrative fueled by romantic nationalism. Scholars agree that for the full story of the Acropolis to be told, elements of the site's history and significance over many centuries must be preserved. Efforts are currently underway to oppose this renovation project. Hamilakis and colleagues are calling upon UNESCO to publicly express concern. Additionally, scholars have developed a photo blog called The Other Acropolis to tell the fuller story of the site more widely. A petition urging the Ministry of Sports and Culture to stop and reverse these changes is also available online. Our second story this week takes us to Korea, where another find of human remains appears to confirm human sacrifices during the building of the vast Walsong Castle 2,000 years ago. Until 2017, the legend of human offerings made to strengthen the building was considered a myth. Then archaeologists discovered human remains in Walsong, which means moon castle. Walsong is a main palace fortress complex from the Silla dynasty, which ruled from 57 BC to AD 935. The fortress lies in Gyeongju, in North Gyeongsang. The 2017 find included remains of two people, one male, one female, from the 5th century, uncovered near the west entrance of Walsong. It was the first archaeological evidence suggesting that human sacrifice was a common practice for the Silla people. As reported by Korea's Joongang Daily, the remains of another female adult have now been discovered, just 50 centimeters above the area where the first pair of remains was found in 2017. According to Jang Ki-myung of the Gyeongju National Institute of Cultural Heritage, the newly discovered remains of a female adult also show no signs of struggle. The woman's remains, like the other two remains, were laid to face the sky. The woman is believed to have been in her 20s when she was sacrificed. The pair, found in 2017, are believed to have been in their 50s. Like the two Silla people discovered in 2017, researchers believe the sacrificed humans are probably from a lower-ranking class, as they were all quite undersized and their teeth indicated a history of poor nutrition. The new find included intact pottery discovered next to the woman's head. Back in 2017, 4 pieces of pottery were found next to the feet of the human remains. An X-ray of the pottery also showed a smaller bowl inside a larger jar. The large jar likely carried alcohol or some other kind of liquid. It was buried together with the body. According to Jung, this is similar to the 2017 sacrifice find, but not a common feature from other tombs of the period. Finds of animal bones and objects used for rituals in the same area clearly point to these deaths being part of a sacrificial ceremony. According to Choi Byung-hyun, professor emeritus of archaeology at Sungsil University, the specific location of the remains discovery at the West Gate is also important. The 3 probable sacrifices, on top of the bottommost layer of the fortress's west wall, right in front of where the West Gate would have been located, helped harden the soil from which the massive fortress was built, letting it stand strong. In neighboring China, records show similar human sacrifice during the Shang Dynasty, from 1600 to 1046 BC, accompanying large building construction, also commonly near entrances. According to Korean chronicles, Walsong Fortress was built in the year AD 101 and was used for 800 years as the residence of Silla kings, until the Silla gave way to the Goryeo Dynasty in AD 918. Pottery found in the fortress excavation, however, puts the date of its construction between the 4th and 5th centuries. The discrepancy will clearly spark debate. However, according to the Gyeongju National Research Institute of Cultural Heritage, accelerator mass spectrometry analysis indicates that the construction period began in the early 4th century and took about 50 years to complete. The official excavation research on Walsong began in December 2014. Walsong, which is listed among the UNESCO World Heritage Sites, measures more than 200,000 square meters and is considered one of the most important historical sites in Korea, as it was the seat of the Silla Dynasty. Researchers believe they may discover more human remains in Walsong, but more importantly, much more about the unknown 1,000 years of Silla rule. Our third story this week takes us to China's Sichuan province, where excavations at the Sangxingdui ruins have uncovered unique relics exhibiting the creativity and inventiveness of ancient peoples in the area. As reported by Shine News, more than 500 artifacts have been discovered at the site over the last few months. The Sangxingdui ruins were discovered in the 1920s and date to the time of the Shu Kingdom, between 3,000 and 4,500 years ago. They are located in the city of Guanghan, approximately 60 kilometers from Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan, and are seen as among the most significant archaeological discoveries of the 20th century. The site covers more than 12 square kilometers and features 6 sacrificial pits where many of the artifacts have been found. In many cases, the discovered items challenge current understanding about ancient Chinese peoples. Composed of materials like gold, jade, and ivory, the objects display remarkable craftsmanship and unique morphologies. Perhaps the most significant finding from the site is a golden mask, found in the 3rd sacrificial pit during June of this year. The mask is composed of such delicate gold foil that when discovered, it resembled a piece of crumpled paper, and its intended shape was difficult to determine. However, after a week of restorative efforts, the true form of the mask was revealed. The mask is believed to have been placed originally over a sculpted bronze head, examples of which have also been discovered at the site. Other artifacts discovered at the site include bronze wares unlike any others found in China. According to Professor Zhao Hao of Peking University, some of the objects are so rare that archaeologists are not yet quite sure how to name them. One item, discovered in the 8th pit, is a complex bronze altar decorated with figures of various sizes, some carrying sacrificial offerings, while others feature tattoos on their calves. Another altar, found in the 3rd pit, displays heads, dragons, and unidentified animals. Researchers are not yet entirely sure what to make of these findings, but continue to dig for more evidence and context. Regardless, all of the objects are considered incredibly significant, as their complexity and novelty make them rich in new archaeological information. Our final story this week brings us to the American Southwest, where a new study from archaeological researchers at the University of New Mexico explores the 1,600-year relationship between ancient Pueblo peoples and turkeys. As reported by phys.org, the study explored three key issues: how to identify turkey pens, how the construction of these structures changed over time, and what the associated practices reveal about the broader relationship between humans and these birds. In some cases, turkeys were kept within village rooms, which had either been constructed for that specific purpose or were being repurposed. The latter indicates a possible record of humans adapting spaces to fill different needs at different times. In other cases, turkeys were allowed to free range, kept in cages, or tied up, indicating the flexibility of fowl management among the ancient Pueblo people. According to University of New Mexico archaeologist Kyler Conrad, this flexibility with which turkeys were kept and managed likely speaks to their diverse uses for these communities. Varied hypotheses about the Pueblo's use of turkeys include the possible keeping of turkeys as pets, as well as for the production of feathers, meat, and eggs. Due to the scarcity of resources at the time, it is likely that these birds were kept for more uses than turkeys are commonly used for today. Although they may have been used for different purposes, the researchers found DNA evidence demonstrating a clear link between domesticated Pueblo turkeys and the wild turkeys still found in that area today. The special place of birds in Pueblo society has been well documented throughout its archaeological record through the identification of bird bones and feathers, as well as of bird imagery on ceramics and rock art. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. I'm Laura Pettigrew, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.